up, y'all? Welcome to El John's podcast. Hashtag today we're gonna talk about money. Hashtag money is important. Hashtag please have money. Hashtag please know that money it's not money doesn't buy value, but to the one who brings value to that money that you have in your bank account, in your wallet, in your pockets, and little passes, you know. Yeah, so hashtag what is money? Money is a commodity that is accepted by general consent as a medium of economic exchange. Why? Because it circulates from person to person and country to country. It facilitates trade, and it is a principal measure of a person's wealth, you know. So let's talk about the three functions of money. The first function of money is to store value. The second function is the unity of account. The third function is the medium of exchange. Hence I say that money is the medium of economic exchange, you know. So the four types of money, or you can say the different types of money. So number one, we have what is called commercial money. The second one is called fiduciary money. The third one is called the fiat money. The fourth one is called commodity money. So let's look how does money work, you know. You can't talk about money and you never know its function, because the number one function that we know of is to buy, is to exchange, you know. But the main function is that money works as a liquid asset, so in order to facilitate a transactional value, you know. Second function is the medium of exchange between individuals and entities. The third function, or the third purpose of money, is a store of value, you know. The fourth one, it's a unit of account that measures the value of other goods. So, in conclusion, before money was invented, most economics, you know, relied on what is called bartering. Bartering is where individuals would trade the goods they had directly for those that they needed. For example, let's say my friend Timuso has a cow and I have a car, you know. He's gonna want a car, you know, whilst me now I'm gonna need the cow, right? Because I can do grazing, you know, the cow. I can also get milk for the cow, you know. Then I'm gonna give him my car, then he's gonna give me his cow, you know. So then bartering takes place, you know. So that's how bartering works, guys. So let's look at the properties of money. So what are the properties of money, you know? In order for money to be most useful, money should be fungible, money should be durable, money should be portable, money should be recognizable, and money should be stable, you know. So these five properties of money reduced the transaction of costs of using money by making it to be ensured to be exchanged, you know. So the word fungible, guys, it refers to quality that allows one thing to be exchanged, substituted, or returned for another thing. You know, should I say that again? Excuse me. The word fungible refers to quality that allows one thing to be exchanged, substituted, or returned for another thing. For example, let's say I go to, just a typical example, you know, let's say I go to Woolworths, you know, and I buy, my main purpose is to buy milk. instead of buying milk, I buy chicken, you know. So what am I gonna do, you know? I'm gonna substitute, or I'm gonna exchange milk with chicken, you know. So that's how the word fungible, you know, works, you know, because it talks about you returning something, you know, exchanging something, substituting something, you know. For example, when someone doesn't play well in a soccer, in a match, you know, his team or her team, what they do is that they substitute him or her, you know, so that the team can play efficiently, you know, and so that it produces the desired results. So that's how the word fungible works, guys. So please give me more time, guys. I'll try to work around my schedule on how to navigate this podcast and how, you know, to do episodes, because it's not easy, you know, time constraints and other things as well. So in the next episode, I'm going to talk about money, as that money should be durable, portable, to be recognizable and stable. So these are the four properties of money that I'm going to deal about, you know, in the next episode, you know. So please share my podcast to the friends and families, you know. Also follow me on Spotify as well. So just want to say thank you in advance, you know, to the people who have been playing, listening to my podcast. It really means a lot to me. Shout out, guys. Till we meet again, have a blessed day. Yeah.